911.
Secretary Rusk on 911.
Hold it.
Thank you.
I'll be back this evening to fifth anniversary of that journalism school. But I wanted to have just a quick word with you about the African Bureau over here. As you know, these two names you've had under consideration were fairly close names. I understand from some of your colleagues that a good many people have been weighing in. The only person who's been in direct touch with me is Mrs. Bolton, who on the day that Benin's resignation was announced called me and strongly urged Wayne Fredericks. But I understand A.F. Favell has now come in, and a good many businessmen, as well as the Negro community. I don't know, I don't have any information myself that Wayne has stirred this up, although if I had to guess, I would suggest that maybe Menon has been a little busy here in one or two places. But if you feel that there would be some point in taking it into account, the Negro community and the AFL-CIO, it won't be all that much of a mistake. In other words, these are names that were very close to start with. I just wanted to get your to discuss that with you for a moment before I get off to Boston.
I think what we ought to do, if you agree, is to just go on and let Bill Moyer announce sometime today or tomorrow. I would like to get a good Negro as the deputy if Fredericks leaves.
Mm-hmm.
And just name Palmer as the assistant secretary.
Right.
And if Fredericks, see if we could find out what Fredericks going to do. If he leaves, then we could get a good Negro. If he doesn't leave, we just see if I'd really rather him go over to aid or someplace where where he won't be a troublemaker.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, I don't want to appoint anybody that puts heat on us.
Yeah.
I just don't believe that we can afford to start doing that where we take a poll of people doing it. And I'm ready to go on Palmer.
All right. Well, then would it make sense for me to talk to Wayne about possibly taking the A job?
Yes, I'd tell him that we're going to name Palmer and that if he can take the A job and be loyal to the president and carry out this administration and be one of its champions, why, we would like to offer it to him. But if he's going to be a martyr and have his feelings crushed and be another Abba Schwartz, why the hell with him? Throw him out.
All right. Thank you.
But I'd put it to him that directly.
Right.
And I've been a little distressed about, seeing these things in the paper. It looks like they're going to cut me and you a little bit on some of these things. And I don't like that.
I noticed the Washington Post this morning. They had a story about a letter I'd written to Walter Lippman. I didn't write him a letter. And that's a mystery to me.
Well, I saw where they said that poor George did everything he could to avoid this, too. Did you see that?
Yeah, well, I'm troubled, too, Mr. President, quite frankly.
Well,
we'll have to follow it.
Well, when is this thing going to come about, you reckon? June?
I think so, yes. I think we have to handle it in such a way that there's no possible policy difference involved here.
Well, can we, if the date's set and these things come up every week? Looks like to me that each week something comes along.
Well, let me talk to you further about that.
All right. All right.